Welcome to worship on Sunday, the 27th of September. Long ago, God led the Israelites through the desert, by fiery pillar at night and by cloud during the day.
We come to worship today, searching for God, wondering if the Holy One is among us or not.
God split the rocks open in the wilderness, causing water to flow down like rivers, to save the people from thirst.
We come hungry and thirsty for compassion, wondering if anyone cares about our lives.
Jesus said that outcasts and sinners would be welcome in heaven, because they believe the good news of God's love.
We come today longing to believe.
God of mystery, grant us the courage to dive deep into the teachings that have been handed down, that we might fathom the depths of the sayings of old. For we see in the stories of faith the truth we would deny in our own story. We see your presence amidst their hopes and fears. We see the courage it takes to truly lead. We see the humility it takes to follow in faith. We see life finding a way when all hope seems lost. The whispered truths of the sayings of old haunt our waking dreams, telling us what our lives would become if we but had the faith to believe. We believe, Great Spirit. Help our unbelief. Amen. First Bible reading is from Psalm 78. Psalm 78 recalls the story of God's care of the people of Israel in the wilderness, and their pitiful response. The psalmist tells us that he is telling a parable with dark sayings or mysteries or puzzles. The poetry is full of wonder. The stories of Moses provide the setting for our understanding of God's covenant and God's guidance of rebellious humanity. Israel's calling was to be a distinct and representative presence in the world, and to mediate and uphold the presence of God in the world. However, the people rebelled against God, quickly forgot that in the wilderness the essentials of life, both their physical and spiritual needs, were provided for them by God's act of free grace. In our contemporary chaos, is God inviting us back into the wilderness to be tested, to hold us to account, to hear again the spirit of wisdom? I've heard some say that our current situation is divine wrath. I've no evidence to conclude that God is punishing us. What I do know is that the God of Jesus feels and suffers with us. Yes, we must face what is thrown at us. It's part of the responsibility of being part of and stewards of God's creation. We are participators in a creativity that will bring us through the chaos of the waters that are ready to engulf us. As our systems of life, our economics, our politics, and our social life are being tested, we need to relearn God's wisdom to discover the route to a new and a healthy world. Listen to the words of Psalm 78, verses 1 to 4 and 12 to 16.
My people, hear my teaching. Listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth with a parable. I will utter hidden things, things from of old, things we have heard and known, things our ancestors have told us. We will not hide them from their descendants. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power, and the wonders he has done. He did miracles in the sight of their ancestors, in the land of Egypt, in the region of Zoan. He divided the sea and led them through. He made the water stand up like a wall. He guided them with the cloud by day and with light from the fire all night. He split the rocks in the wilderness and gave them water as abundant as the seas. He brought streams out of a rocky crag and made water flow down like rivers.
Let us pray. Holy teacher of humility and grace, you emptied yourself of divinity and came to live among us as a simple human being. Forgive us, Holy One, when we take pride in our accomplishments and look for applause and praise from those around us. You walked among us healing and telling stories, pouring out your life for the sake of those in need. Forgive us, gentle servant, when we guard our time and our money, afraid that someone will take advantage of our good nature. You ask us to do your work and to be the living body of Christ for the sake of a hurting, broken world. Forgive us, gracious God, when we focus all our time and effort on what will please ourselves. Amen. The Spirit of God works within us and around us and through us. God gives us water when we are thirsty and rest when we are weary. In the name of Christ, we are forgiven.
Amazing grace.
Second reading is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 13.
Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relations with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose.
In the context of Christian worship, most of us have our favourite hymns. Some people like the old hymns. Some people prefer the more modern ones. In today's scripture reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians, we read the lyrics of what many biblical scholars believe to be one of the earliest Christian hymns. As Paul quotes them in this letter, I think we can assume that both Paul and Christ's followers were familiar with these words. The Philippian hymn is a love song about God, Christ, and all who follow Christ. It reminds us that Christ must be at the centre of our being and decision making. It also reminds us that Christ knows all about our lives and many of the challenges we encounter. Christ has experienced the fullness of humanity and wants the best for us, our lives and faith. In the hymn, we are called to embrace personal faith and to encourage faith in the lives of others within our community. The Apostle Paul calls on Christians to follow Christ's example in our attitudes and in our practices. By emptying himself to serve and walk to the cross, Christ gives the example for Christian life, humility, service, and obedience. Not just to him, but the whole of the second chapter of this letter advocates humble service. While the example of Christ's humility is exemplary, Paul gives us some clues about how we ordinary Christians can follow the great example. In chapter 1 of the letter, Paul uses his own suffering to encourage the Philippian Christians in their hardship. In chapter 2, he urges them to have the same mind as Christ in love, fellowship, compassion, and sympathy. These are virtues that can be chosen. But if they feel hard to grasp, Paul helps us. He contrasts ambition and pride with the humility that regards others as better than oneself and choosing to serve the interests of others. From attitude to action, this is how the readers of this letter can, like Paul, find hope and courage in the face of adversity. The fundamental challenge for each follower of Christ is to exemplify the mind of Christ in our life. Let us pray. Holy God, we thank you for the breath we draw at this moment, for all that keeps us alive and enables us to know ourselves as pulsing, mysterious beings.
We rejoice that in our deepest self is embedded a fragment of glory, similar to you, which thirsts for beauty, truth, and love.
We are grateful for the way this glory refuses to capitulate to evil in its many forms, and that it rises up out of the ashes of failure with renewed courage.
We thank you for Jesus, whose life and death makes the spark of glory within us leap with joyful anticipation for things yet to come.
We rejoice in the glory of the Holy Spirit, not put off by our fragmented glory, and supporting our cause as a friend who never despises or wearies.
We are grateful for the Church, sustained by your Spirit and the Word of Christ Jesus, where we find fellowship with persons who nurture a similar glory.
We thank you for all the rocky experiences where our spiritual thirst has been met by your living water and our souls are rejuvenated.
We rejoice that there is greater glory to come, which we cannot begin to imagine, yet which will draw us closer to the beauty that you have intended for us since the foundation of the universe.
We pray to you, Lord of the world,
that the meek may be encouraged and the proud may be humbled,
that the losers may be comforted and boastful winners may be discomforted,
that the sensitive may be encouraged and the thick-skinned become more sensitive,
that the downtrodden may be uplifted and the oppressors may be overthrown,
that the suffering may receive relief and the unthinking and heedless may be made more aware,
that the addicted may find release and the power-obsessed may be kept limited,
that the lonely may find friends and the much admired and praised may be saved from believing such adulation,
that the dying may see God's face in the darkness and the grieving may find Christ in their tears and loneliness,
that those who feel sorely tempted may be held safe and those who don't even recognise temptation be given a wake-up call,
that the secular world may be saved from despair and that the church may be saved from self-righteousness,
that those thirsty for faith may permit Christ to find them and that believers may permit Christ to invade their comfort zone.
Source of all light and life and joy, bless all who pray to you this day, and bless also those who do not know how to pray. Through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.